Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Rapper Gucci Mane is taking responsibility and admitted his actions after his Twitter rant insulting everyone. Gucci tweeted, "Woke up the other day out of the hospital bed and I'm so embarrassed and ashamed of my behavior that was brought to my attention. I just want to man up and take this time to apologize to my family, friends, and industry, and most of all, my fans. I've been drinking lean for 10 plus years and I must admit it has destroyed me." He went on to say that he plans to go into rehab and wanted to personally apologize to Birdman, Rick Ross, and Drake. Rapper Trina was hospitalized yesterday after collapsing in a Florida airport. She reportedly passed out due to hydration and overexertion. She was checked into a nearby hospital and now is recovering. Rapper 50 Cent has lost the bid to recover over $10 million from incarcerated rapper Young Buck after his debt was wiped out as part of his bankruptcy filing. 50 filed a claim with Buck's bankruptcy trustee, seeking the repayment of a $300,000 personal loan and the return of $10 million over a contract dispute. In related news, Young Buck is reportedly set to walk free from prison in November. He's currently serving an 18-month sentence for tax evasion and weapon charges. Kanye West has responded to the lawsuit filed against him by paparazzi Daniel Ramos, who claims he was assaulted at the LAX airport in the summertime. West filed papers saying that he acted in self-defense during their altercation and that Ramos willfully and wrongfully caused him to reasonably believe his safety was in danger. If found guilty, West could face a maximum of 1 year in prison, and arraignment is scheduled for October 10th. A fourth woman is now suing rapper Tyga over the video Make It Nasty, claiming she was lied to about nudity in the video and sexually attacked by a rabbit. Allison Brown is suing Tyga and Young Money Entertainment, claiming that she showed up for a shoot while producers filled her with alcohol though she was a minor, and then someone in a yellow rabbit costume sexually assaulted her. She also alleges that she was coerced into removing her top and promised her breasts would not be exposed in the final edit of the video, which was a lie. Sean Diddy Combs has been named the world's highest paid hip-hop artist of 2013. He made $50 million, according to Forbes.com. Jay-Z came in second with $43 million. Rounding out the top five for the Cash Kings list are Dr. Dre, Nicki Minaj, and Birdman.